understanding and overstanding. Supposing this chalk piece is here, lying here. Now you can see it from two sides. You can see from that side, you can also see where I can see from above. You can see from below and you can see from above. Which is a better way of seeing? Yes? Above, good. But normally, we always try to see from below. You are not able to rise up and see from above. You see, we are seeing this ground. It is seen from below. But if you were to able to go in a helicopter and see from above, how will the whole ground look? Quite different. So when you see things from above, it is overstanding. When you see things from below, it is understanding. So she said, your mind basically is a mind of overstanding. But you have been trapped now into the net of understanding. All your problems today are problems of understanding. And you have your normal, natural tendency to overstand is gone. You had a capacity of overstanding until you came here, until you met Videsh. The moment you met him, there was this problem. Your overstanding disappeared, your understanding started. And your whole mind has been troubled since then. And we have seen this last few days, how this young boy was troubled in his mind. So she said, now you have to make another effort by which understanding becomes full, so full that you fly into overstanding. You have, as if you have fallen from overstanding into understanding, now you have to rise again and go into overstanding. The third problem is that of disharmony. Now what was the problem? For the first time he learned that this house, which is a beautiful house, white house, is a house of quarrel. One is a vitalist, another is an idealist. And the two are not in harmony. There is a conflict between the two. So she said, you are not able to bear it because by nature you want harmony everywhere. Your very nature is a nature of harmony. But now that you see disharmony in this house, you are troubled. These are the few words that were exchanged between her and him. And he returned to his room and his mind was so happy after such a long time, but happy with some understanding, a new light as it were in his mind. And now he was eager to meet her as soon as possible again. Many questions had come up in his mind. It was not easy to meet her because she had a huge number of people who used to call upon her. Because she was clairvoyant, she could see many, many things. She could see the diseases in the body, where somebody has pain in one part of the body or the other. She could see the past and the present and the future. So many people used to come to her to consult her. So that's a huge number of people coming to her every day. It was very difficult to meet her. At last, after 1 week of waiting, he had one more chance of meeting her. And now this time, in 1 week, this young boy had grown so much inside. You know, there are moments in life when you grow up very quickly. There are moments when you grow very slowly. Have you seen this experience? When you grow very fast and when you grow very slowly. There are moments when you feel within 1 week's time you are quite different. You see something for the first time and immediately you are transported into something new. And you grow very fast. Normally we all go on plodding little by little. Our daily life is humdrum. Gradually there is lot of lethargy, lot of slowness. It is, things are to be done, will be done in due course, there is no hurry. But then there are moments when you begin to grow so fast and every day you are moving forward. So within 1 week this boy had grown so vast that when he met her now after 1 week he was able to ask some very important questions. And three questions were prominent in his mind. The first question was, you remember his grandfather when he left him had told him a story. You remember the story? His grandfather had told him a story. Nobody remembers now. Yes? There was a story from the Upanishad. You remember that story? Yes? What was the story? Good. It was a story of Narad and Sanat Kumar. Right? Good. I am very pleased you remember the story. What is the story? Narad and Sanat Kumar? Yes?
Narad goes to Sanat Kumar and asks him to learn more.
To teach him more.
He is very young.
Good. And why does he want to learn more? Yes? Because he had sorrow in his heart. Excellent. Very good. You have not forgotten at all. Because he had sorrow in his heart. Yes?
And as long as you have sorrow, you are not eligible.
Good. Excellent. This was exactly the question. So long as your sorrow, there is ignorance. You can remove sorrow only with knowledge. So now he asks the question, what is knowledge and what is ignorance? What is knowledge and what is ignorance? And you remember there were three words which were given earlier. Three very important words: information, ideas and knowledge. Right? You remember three words? So he asks this question, what is ignorance and what is knowledge? And she says, as long as you have information, you may have all the information, you may know that Himalayas is 29,000 feet high. It's information. It's not knowledge. You may have hundreds of ideas in your mind, she said. Ideas are not knowledge.